Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
It is the holiday season, you know, and
Happy holidays.
Yeah.
Happy holidays, everybody. That was so like low key.
Yeah.
Happy holidays.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just for the people, for the listeners. Happy holidays.
Yeah. For the listeners. There aren't a lot of Christmas movies with black people. Let's just put that out there.
Why it sound like you already starting to make excuses for why we did the number one movie of the box office the year this movie, the week this movie came out?
I'd have watched one of them BET ones. What's one of them BET ones? They got
this. This was the number one.
No, I'm talking about. I mean, like, you know, there's a lot of Christmas classics out there, and look, when Jingle Jangle came out, I feel like we were, you know, we wanted that. We really wanted that. I mean, we liked it, right? It was fun.
I think we perhaps loved it and maybe celebrated it to no end. Like, we just...
Yeah.
So, I'm going to watch it when I'm with my parents next week. So.
Okay. I was like, has that become a... I don't see Netflix pushing Jingle Jangle.
Because they black. What you mean?
You know, yeah. I do still see Jingle Jangle. Like, I see it... on the thing. It's not one of the top ones.
Okay.
It's not the first thing, but I just passed it the you know when I was looking for something to watch. Yeah. I mean, it might have been on the third or fourth. You know, you have to get past a certain number of pages before you see it, but it's up there still.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, I have always loved Last Holiday, though. You know, Last Holiday is technically not a Christmas movie. It's just, but it almost
takes place at Christmas. One of those type situations.
Yeah. But it's a great rom-com. And then, you know, we have the
what makes that not a Christmas movie if it takes place at Christmas? What makes it?
Oh, maybe I guess it is a Christmas movie.
Yeah, because she's like doing Christmassy things. Yeah, she's doing Christmassy things.
Yeah, what would, like, do we mean like it's not about the magic of Christmas? I'm just trying to figure out what. I'm not gonna dip into a is Die Hard a Christmas movie
it is,
conversation.
It is,
but
thank you.
Okay, I wasn't asking.
I'm just saying, you know, for the people at home, it is.
I certainly wasn't, and I didn't mean it to be a thing where we were. But
it's for the people at home, James. They need to know what it is.
All right, great. But then, what is it that
Last Holiday takes place at, like, New Year's Eve.
Oh,
or it's like the week of New Year. It's like the week after Christmas.
Oh, so it's not even. Wow, I thought it was.
So that's why I was like, I'm pretty sure it doesn't take place on Christmas.
What's
like
with all the red then? Why are they wearing so much red?
Is like Christmas. You know, like Christmas is very close to New Year's. It's like just
right
one week out,
and everybody's trees are still up.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's still. So it is kind of a. It's kind of like Christmassy, but it's also like New Year. It's a holiday film.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I guess that's fine. I mean, holiday films are holiday films, right?
Right, yeah. It's called The Last Holiday, not The Last Christmas.
Right. But, you know, I'm not trying to make excuses. I'm just like, I get the desire. You know what I mean? I get the desire for why this film was created, because like, you know, we got so many. You got Home Alone, you got The Santa Claus, you got A Christmas Story.
What was that one with Kurt Russell? I liked that. Christmas Chronicles.
Christmas Chronicles.
I don't remember the second one, but I did watch them both.
So many Christmas carols. They're all with white people, right?
Yeah. They don't got no black Christmas carol?
Is there a black Scrooge? Have we ever seen a black Scrooge, like, in a movie?
There's no way there's no black Scrooge. Well, Jingle Jangle. Isn't there a black Scrooge in Jingle Jangle, technically? Isn't that what Jingle Jangle is?
Well, he's not Scrooge.
Yeah, he's not Scrooge, and that's not a Christmas carol.
What you call it is Scroogey. What was that movie we just watched? Candy Cane Lane. Isn't he kind of Scroogey in that or no?
Oh, that's right. Wait. Candy Cane Lane.
Isn't he Scroogey in that or no? I think we said that the movie didn't decide hard enough whether or not he was a Scrooge. And they sort of were like, he's kind of busy at work. And then it was like, that was sort of all it was.
Anyway, I
don't remember that movie. I don't even remember it.
I do remember it, and there was definite. There was like toy. There's a lot of magic in that too. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The Christmas movie is interesting because Netflix has been doing a lot of Christmas movies that are just like the Hallmark kind of holiday film. And they get Lindsay Lohan to do it or whatever.
Hot Frosty. Is that theirs? Okay, yeah.
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 Okay.
Yeah. It's a specific type of movie. And I don't know. It's just an interesting conversation to be had about what black people Christmas films are generally.
Oh, all right. Interesting.
Well, we used to have a lot of the Almost Christmas and This Christmas, the Best Man Holiday, the ensemble Christmas film.
Every black holiday movie has to be soul food. Soul food. And I can't recall if before soul food they were all that, or if soul food started just like, and this is now every.
Oh, what we do holidays.
This is the holiday movie that black people are allowed to do. You know, like, whoa, I'm not going to green light it unless there's 12 family members that have to all share billing. We have 12 leads in this.
Yeah, you get 12. You're not allowed to have bread one.
Okay. What?
I mean, that was going to be a tough one no matter what. I thought he was going
to... There's nothing like... I don't...
That was going to be a tough one no matter what.
Honestly, it's weird. Why am I even doing this? This is a Patreon.
But also, how much of a struggle that was is a perfect outlier for what this movie is.
I was trying to figure it out. I really was.
I thought you were going to say something like... This is the one I thought of. Can I say the one I thought of?
Okay, please.
Which was like, there are a lot of... You know, you can turn... Christmas stories into movies, and there's a lot of them out there, but I haven't read one.
Interesting.
You know, yeah, but okay. I haven't read one.
I don't mind it. I mean, I don't know why you would be reading a Christmas movie, but I get it.
Because Christmas, Night Before Christmas is a story, but I haven't read one. Do you guys get it?
Yeah. And obviously, we've already started the show, and I mean, can you believe what you're missing, guys? For people who have not subscribed to our Patreon and Red Circle, why didn't I think of Red Circle? That it was right there.
What would you have said?
I would have said, "Welcome to Black Boy Can't Shop on Patreon." Of course, we're not just on Patreon; we're also on Red One.
Yep. Oh, that's good. I actually like that. Skylar, cut this part out. Put this in before. Still have us riffing and trying to find a different one, but this is the first one that he did.
And then
put the riffing at the end. Put the riffing on new ones at the end of that.
Because we always shout out our Patreon users, but rarely do we shout out our subscribers on Red One. Of course, they're not
red ones.
They're red ones. Our red ones. Hey, Red Circle, you're not number two. You're red one.
You're red one. There it is. See?
All right.
These are all. I love this. I love this one.
Jonathan Raylock. James III. Jerome Milligan.
Now, of course, you guys know who we are. We're a film review podcast. We review the films of leading black actors.
We're doing the whole thing.
Context of race and diversity in Hollywood. We're not doing the whole thing. I'm just, just in case, I don't know. In case somebody subscribed and they didn't know, that's kind of weird, but it happens. Yeah, obviously, the person who's talking now, the voice that sounds like someone on the good list, a good boy. If you're listening, you're like, who's that good boy? That's Jonathan Braylock.
I just took a sip of my water and I couldn't say anything, but I was so, all of that made my skin crawl. I didn't like hearing directly pumped into my ear John saying good boy. John saying that he's a good boy. Being pumped directly into my ear.
I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
All right. Well, if you want to hear a naughty naughty boy.
Don't wait. What?
There he is.
Hey, don't.
Hey. Naughty. Hey. Naughty.
Hey, stop.
Not directly into my ear.
First off. Don't you ever.
Naughty.
Don't you. Stop it. Stop it right now.
Stop it.
Don't you ever.
Are you ever, naughty or nice?
Please. I don't even want to continue. I don't want to do this.
All right.
No, nope, I don't want to do this. I don't want any parts of this.
Gerard doesn't want any parts of it. Nope. James?
Yes. And I also am not part of it, but I am James the Third.
Great.
Thank you.
I hate that.
you didn't have it directly in your ear at the time, Gerard, but Bray was like, this voice who sounds like he's on a good list. And then he said the good boy thing, and it was just.
I came back to hear him say naughty. Like the next up is a naughty boy.
And it sounded like, if I were to describe it, it sounded like he was imagining being pat on the head as he was saying.
Yes. Yes. Look at him smiling.
You could hear that someone was patting him.
Okay. I don't like it.
All right. Of course, we are reviewing the film Red One. This film stars Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Chris Evans. It's 50-50.
50-50. Oh, you mean?
Yeah. I think so.
Okay, I say that. Okay, yeah. I can say that.
I think so. I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think it is
Simmons
actually
is in it.
Definitely 50-50 because they both characters
have an arc.
And they give the necessary time to both, I think. Even though we start with
Chris Evans.
We start with Chris, but we end with
The Rock. Growing a heart while looking at Chris Evans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Lucy Liu's in this. Bonnie Hunt is Mrs. Claus.
Yes, Bonnie Hunt. They ain't give her enough to do, I'll say it.
Or JK had nothing to do. JK had nothing
too,
to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's just pumping
CGI
iron.
CGI JK had plenty to
Nick
do.
Kroll, that was Nick fun. Kroll was in it a little bit.
Yeah, Nick Kroll. I like that scene. Nick Kroll. And then Kiernan Shipka was the big bad.
Yeah.
Not that she needs to be shouted out at the beginning, but.
Who is she?
That is, so we have actually on the podcast already talked about whether or not she is famous. And so that's who she is.
Okay. So she's not. Oh, Sabrina. She was Sabrina.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. This film, let's see. What is there to say? Red One. It came out in November. It was number one at the box office its first weekend, and then it dropped off a cliff. It's so far made $175 million worldwide, but of course it's now available for free on Amazon Prime, so that is going to... you're not going to get much more than this 175.
Yeah, my father-in-law asked me, so are they hoping to make their money back in like other sales? And I was like, I don't think, given the budget being where it was and given that that's not including marketing, that they have hope to recoup their budget. Like, I don't think they have hope to even break even. Would you say?
I think they're just hoping that it becomes a big movie on Amazon.
Yeah. The streams. Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, exactly. And Amazon has the ads now, so they get the whatever ad money. I don't know.
That's right. You pause the movie and they're like, hey, you want a PS5? I was like, what? Yeah. the pause screen is asking me if I want a PS5.
Yeah.
That was really it feels like, you know, in I feel like we're fast approaching in that scene. This is in a lot of dystopian movies, but that scene in Ready Player One, when we see what their screens look like, and there's just ads around the whole screen,
100%.
Like the whole screen is. It feels like we're right on our way to that.
When I read Ready Player One, the thing that jumped out at me the most, because I think the book itself was like okay, like the actual story, But oh my God, did that paint the most realistic version of a dystopian future I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
I literally, when I was reading it, I was like, this is it. Yeah. This is what we're going to be.
This is what it's going to be.
100%. Anyway, but yeah, Amazon having those ads is like, yeah, stepping into that. And of course, with Amazon, you can like click it and like buy it right there.
Right
you
there.
Can
just,
yeah. You see the ad. You see the ads and they're like, hey, do you like this thing that we're showing you the ad for? You can buy it right now.
Yeah. And how many... I mean, I think there's a pin you have to put in when you purchase something on Amazon, but like how many kids are going to just buy a bunch of stuff on their parents' credit card and then parents are going to, where is this coming from? Where is this?
Yeah.
You know, oh my goodness. Anyway.
Anyway, so Red One, so this is interesting. Rotten Tomatoes, Red One has a 30% critic score on Rotten Tomatoes. 91% audience score.
Wow. Okay.
No way.
So the audience got hooked. 91%. That's so interesting because I only heard bad things about Red One when the movie came out, like from people who had seen it that were not reviewers, like just from what I saw posts were, you know, was like fatigue. Rock fatigue and like,
let me read one of these.
We've seen everything in this movie before. Fatigue, like stuff
like
that.
Audience surveyed by CinemaScore gave it an A-.
Wow. Okay, that's interesting. That's interesting.
Okay. That is interesting. Okay, so we gotta find the gold in here.
Yeah.
What else is there to say? I mean, that's pretty much it, right? There's nothing else. It's about essentially, it's about Santa Claus is kidnapped, and Dwayne The Rock Johnson plays Drift. What's his name?
Bro.
Drift, I think.
His name is Drift, right?
Yeah.
Name is Drift. He's the head of North Pole Security, ELF, E-L-F. An acronym.
Yeah, it's not ELF. It is ELF. Has that moment where he says that.
Yeah. Enforcement, logistics, and fortification. And what did he say? What did he say to Chris Evans? Or in your case, extremely large and formidable, I believe.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's the line. That was
nice.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.